This is the Knox Soccer Podcast with a One Knox match recap. All right, here is the match recap for the One Knox versus Lexington SC 2-1 victory. The first USL 1 match for One Knox and Lexington, but here at Regal Soccer Stadium. Super cold, but we are in the car now. Warming up, so the car takes are back, but they're going to be a little bit shorter. But Brian, how are you feeling after this victory?
I'm feeling pretty good, Patty. Sometimes you just need to win 3 points, right? Sometimes you just need to walk away with a victory. Today was actually a big night, a big day for all of us sports fans here in Knoxville, because we had the Lady Vols win in the NCAA tournament, the Vols win in the NCAA tournament. Everton also tied Chelsea, which is like a win in the EPL for me. And then One Knoxville got its first victory as a professional soccer club. It's a chilly night. Right now, I believe it is 37, 38 degrees as we sit in your Honda Civic nearing 10 p.m. Trying to recuperate from that match. But yeah, I think it was a nervy game, testy game, but we got the 3 points, and that's all that mattered.
Super cold. I missed about half of the first half because I was down getting a beverage and then a pretzel. And then when I was in line for the pretzel, I said, let me get a hot chocolate. And I'm sorry, One Knox fans, I got one of the last hot chocolates. So if you didn't get a hot chocolate for the second half, it is my fault. I am so sorry. But we braved the weather. It was still 80% packed by the end of the match. So fantastic. And then just to see all the fans come down and embrace the One Knox lads, get their autographs. And it took us a while to get our player interviews because of that, but we absolutely love that. It's so cool to see the fans embrace the players, players embrace the fans. So Brian, let me kick it to you. What is a couple things that you saw on the pitch that were super, super exciting for us going into our next match?
Well, I thought the team kept composed pretty well, which, you know, if you look at just the statistics from the game, 5 yellow cards on One Knoxville's side, 2 yellow cards and a red card on the Lexington side. This is a budding rivalry, right? This is a nascent rivalry between Tennessee and Kentucky, Knoxville and Lexington. So I always imagine when a game starts the way that it did, pretty intense. You see a penalty kick go One Knoxville's way. Penalty kick go Lexington's way. See the cards come out. The referee, known for ejecting players, he looked a little bit on edge. He interfered really quickly at times. You'd hate to see a player sent off. We saw One Knoxville actually had a couple of players sent off during its preseason matches, and so I thought they kept their composure really well considering the atmosphere. 2,000-plus fans, stadium throbbing. Game started late because of some lighting issues, so we were at 25-minute delay. You saw the players had to come out a second time to keep warm. Chilly night, lots of pressure on their shoulders, and they pulled out the victory. So I think that was key. And then I also really liked some of the play that we saw from the veterans that have come into the side. So Jimmy Villalobos, who got the goal, the first goal in One Knoxville history as a USL League One club from the penalty spot. He played really well throughout the match. I thought the center back duo, especially in their own box defending corner kicks, which Lexington had a lot of, they looked really composed. Jalen Chrysler and Jordan Skelton are both veterans of the league, and so I thought they looked great. Jamesy Thomas making his professional debut. He was up and down the right wing. He had a shot that ricocheted off the crossbar at one point deep into the second half, which, you know, kind of brought back memories against Texas United last year, the scorcher that he scored in that game, the second goal of the game. And so I thought, you know, the composure was great, and I thought the veterans that came into the side, we saw Frank Ross come in and get about 10 minutes of play at the end. He picked up a yellow card, but, man, every time he touched the ball, you could tell. This is a guy who played professionally in Scotland, in the Netherlands, has been injured for a while, hasn't played in a couple of years, and he comes onto the field, and he looks like a natural. I wouldn't be surprised to see him starting when we take on Union Omaha on April 1st. What about you, Patty? What were some of your takeaways from the game?
You touched on some of them there, but Jamesy's work rate, and you can just tell he was excited to be on the field. He knew he needed to earn it and be there. His work rate, he was that pit bull like we saw last year, and so it was great to see Jamesy still that. I agree with what you said about Frank Ross. He just knows how to manipulate a ball really well, very different than Jamesy in that. And then it's great to see Danny Fernandez to come on as well for the last 5 minutes And it was awesome to see his smile on his face after that as well. To comment on the atmosphere of the match, yes, it was over 2,000 people. Also, it has felt like we are seasoned veterans, like a team that has been here 5 years. The Scruffs had their section half full, and they knew their songs, and they knew their chants. And I got to give it to Vol Nation here. They know the call and response chant, so it was easy, a plug and play, a one knocks, one knocks, 865 chants. It was incredible just to be there. Usually I'm a loud individual to jump in on those chants because I have a loud voice and I'm like, okay, I need to bring in the people around me, but they were in the chants. I didn't have to start up my section and whatnot. I joined in. It was fantastic. So to see that, so many flags to represent all the nationalities that are on the team and the TIFOs, and then high schoolers there painted up shirtless, even in this 40 degree weather, was incredible. And then of course you do a couple flag runnings down the side of the stands to kind of get the wave going. The atmosphere was incredible on day one, match one. And so I just can't wait for the rest of these matches.
This episode is brought to you by Markman's Diamonds, Knoxville's choice for diamonds and fine jewelry since 1976. Visit markmansdiamonds.com, as well as Union Place Bar and Grill, your family-friendly spot to enjoy the beautiful game, delicious food, and live music in Knoxville. Visit unionplacebar.com.
All right, I've got the gaffer Mark McKeever here after one Knoxville's first victory, 2-1 against Lexington SC. Mark, what is your reaction overall to the performance? First victory in one Knoxville history in the USL League One, 2-1 over an emerging rival, Lexington SC. How do you feel like the team performed?
Yeah, I think the performance was just okay. I think, the biggest thing tonight was getting the 3 points, pushing that barrier down, and getting on to the next game. So now that history's been created, we want to concentrate and doing our job and getting the next 3 points, like I say.
Entering the game, one Knoxville was fusing a lot of players that we're familiar with players that are newer to the team. We saw the goal scorers, Jimmy Villalobos, who played for Chattanooga Red Wolves last year, Jay Keegan, who's also got plenty of experience. How do you feel like the players work together, both the ones that we're familiar with and the ones that are newer?
I think we just did okay tonight. It wasn't a massively exciting or wonderful performance, but it was good. It was good for the first one, but that performance won't be good enough next week, and it won't be good enough in a month's time. But for tonight, it was good enough, so we accept it. Proud of the players. 3 points in the bag, baby.
A lot of fans came out tonight. I know traffic was backed up all along Neyland Drive. We heard the Scruffs singing throughout the entire match. The atmosphere was electric from the stands. What did it feel like for you down on the touchline?
Honestly, I walked out tonight right before the game, and I just looked up into the stands, and it was so pleasing to see the numbers that came out. When they get heated, they started singing their songs, they rose the players, responded to it. So wonderful atmosphere, and I'm very, very appreciative of everybody coming out to support tonight.
Let's kick it over to Jamesy Thomas right now.
I got Jamesy Thomas here about 15, 20 minutes after game time. Jamesy surrounded by lots of young fans asking for pictures. Jamesy, this was your professional debut. You debuted along with the club. So what have the emotions been like for you from the start of it all until right now after the game?
Yeah, it's just I was super excited before the game. And the first time I got anxious was when I started walking out. But the fans and hearing them, it kind of eased my nerves a bit. So just a really overwhelming feeling to be able to make my pro debut. My parents were in the stands as well. Sierra was there, my wife. But the most important thing for me was getting the 3 points. That's what we needed. We needed to get on the board. We found a way to dig deep and do it. Just really proud of the crew, really proud of the boys, and happy to be a small part of it.
The look was a little different than what we saw last season. Now coming up against another professional team, Lexington SC hung in there the entire match. They were very physical. You were up and down the wing. You had a shot that ricocheted off the crossbar at one point. How do you feel about your performance today?
Yeah, I think I still need to tighten up some nuts and bolts, along with a couple of the other lads as well as the team. We've just got to fix a few things in and around the box, get a little bit tighter in certain areas. But it's our first game, and our objective was to win the game, which is what we've done. So I couldn't be happier for the lads, for also those other lads that are making their debut in there as well. So Danny Fernandez made his debut as well, which is I'm really happy for him because I've been on this journey with him a lot as well. So yeah, just super happy. Main objective was 3 points, and we got it.
very uncommon for fans who followed along last season to not see you with the captain's armband. Jordan Skelton got the nod tonight. He had the armband. What was it like for you coming onto the field and not necessarily leading the team in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before. I've got a lot to learn. And we've got three captains, Ilya, Ange, and Skelts. And there's no better crew that I can learn off of than those three. So it's actually given me a bit of freedom to go and do what I want. They've kind of put a long leash on me that I can go and I can get stuck in. I don't have to worry about too many responsibilities. But I'm definitely learning every day from them. And hopefully I'll grow into it. Into that armband one day for one Knox.
It's a chilly night now. It's almost 9:40. The game started late because of some lighting issues. So how do you go and celebrate, rest, recover? What do you do now after the game?
Well, obviously my parents are here, so I'll be going to spend some time with them. Maybe go and get some dinner somewhere, something like that. But yeah, I'll worry about watching the game and focusing on what I can do better tomorrow. But for tonight, I'm just going to enjoy my time with these lads and enjoy the time with my family while they're here.
Now, let's also hear from the goal scorer himself, USL League One finalist for Chattanooga Red Wolves, Jimmy Villalobos. All right, I got Jimmy Villalobos here, the goal scorer on the night. Jimmy's one of our more experienced players coming over from Chattanooga Red Wolves, one of the finalists last year. Jimmy, how did it feel to line up for another team in Tennessee making its professional debut tonight?
I mean, I felt confident with the 11 that was going to start today. Been training throughout the whole week, and everyone was confident. We got some experienced players out there. But I felt pretty good coming out to this game.
You got to score the first goal in One Knoxville history going up to the penalty spot. For a second, it looked like there was some play back and forth about who was going to kick it. Was it set up so that you would take the penalty kick, or did you request it?
No, yeah, it was set up to do it like that. We all week we were talking about it, and I did. They asked the whole team who was ready to take a PK, and I was like, I'll be taking the PKs. And they're like, I think Sean was the one that got the ball, and he was like, during the game, let's do it like that. Let's hold it, and then when it's time for me to come up, I'll get the ball. So it was planned. It was planned throughout the whole week, and luckily it went in, and good to score the first goal for the One Knox.
So you've been around before. You scored professional goals before. Did it feel any different with the stadium full, people knowing that this was the very first game in this club's professional history? What did it feel like for you stepping up to the ball, making the decision of where to go, and then afterwards celebrating?
No, I mean, I'm very confident when it comes down to taking PKs. The feeling was amazing. You know, it's always good to score a goal, but having these fans, having the teammates back me up, working hard and getting that goal in for One Knox for the very first time at the professional level, I mean, it felt pretty good. It felt good with all the fans just yelling and cheering us on.
The game was very physical. We saw a couple of yellow cards, a red card, penalty kicks on each side. Since you're one of our more experienced players, for fans who are watching, can you talk me through what it was like on the field? So how do you keep your nerves? How do you keep the game plan or adapt the game plan when the game's like that? And so if you can give me the perspective of what happened throughout those 90 minutes.
I know, yeah. I mean, talking to Gaffer, I mean, he told us coming out of this game, there's going to be a tough opponent. You know, they were going to go 50-50 in every ball. So we had to put a stamp on it and be present in the game, you know. So throughout the whole 90 minutes, we told ourselves that we had to win every second ball, every ball, and move the ball around, and that way we can maintain and get some goals in, because that's the most important thing in the game. You know, if you score one, that's it. You're pretty much winning the game. So, I mean, we felt pretty good out there, and I felt like throughout the whole 90 minutes, I felt like we were superior to the other team, and I felt like going into the next game, we'll manage that and keep moving forward.
You're one of the players that hung around the longest. I saw a bunch of younger kids around here gathering, giving you hugs, taking photographs. What was going on after the game?
No, I mean, it was just a team that came out from out of town. You know, the Latin community, you know, Hispanics, is good to help people out here and supporting you, supporting the Hispanic community as well, you know. So it was good to see them out there and cheering them and asking for jerseys. You know, hopefully I could give jerseys for each one of them, but it was good to see some kids out there that were the Latin community, so it's pretty good.
That's all for this recap episode. Be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe to our newsletter for all soccer-related content in the 865 at knocksoccerpodcast.com. Thanks again to Markman's Diamonds and Union Place Bar and Grill. Join us on April 1st for One Knox's next home match against Union Omaha. See y'all out on the pitch. Vamos, One Knox!